We are learning Masechtas Ksuvos, Daf Pei Zayin Amud Beis, and we are starting the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Pei Zayin Amud Aleph. This Mishnah is going to go through the different times when a Isha is Chayav Shvua. That means she's walking into her husband with a Ksuba that says, you owe me 200 Zuz. But the husband's tithing, I paid it up. So the Shaila is, does she have to make a Shvua or not? So the Mishnah is like this, HaPegemes Ksubasa Leisifra Ela B'Shvua. And the Mishnah is going to give the example, we'll speak it out now. Pegemes Ksubasa means that the husband says he paid it up, and she says, you know, you're right, you paid up half, 100, but the other 100 you owe me. So halacha is you have to make a shvua. The same thing goes, if eid echad me'ida she perua. The husband says I paid up, and he has an eid echad saying that he paid up, and she's saying no. They also, l'sifra ala b'shua, she has to make a shvua in order to collect. Menichse yisoymim, if you're going to collect from menichse yisoymim, or menichas m'shvadim, or she's going to collect from menichas m'shvadim, which means from the lekuchas, from the people who bought properties from the husband, or you're collecting when he's not around, you have to collect with a shvua. That's the halacha. Now, the shaila is, when you collect from nechzei yisrael, nechzei shvadim, shloi b'fanav, why do you collect with a shvua? They don't know if they paid or not. So Rashi explains that since if the husband would say, I paid up, or the loiva would say, I paid up, he would be able to mechayev a shvua. So here we say something called taninon. We taina for the assignment. We taina for the lekuchas. Yeah, he's paid up. And you have to swear he wasn't paid up. Because something I did call taninon. And that's how we spoke out. That's why in the Mishnah before, Peivav and Beis, the Bachar, the husband, could say that I'm Bimvata on the Chi of Shua. Because that Chi of Shua comes with Koyach, his taina. It's really his Koyach taina that we use taninon. We taina his taina for the lekucha. So if he's mevater on that, therefore you can meichel a taina for them. Now the Mishnah explains each case. We have three cases in our Mishnah: pegemes, eid echad, and shloi b'fanav, or mnichsi yisayim, mnichsi shvadim. So our Mishnah gives the examples. Habegemes ksubasa case. What's the case of pegemes ksubasa? Hoysu ksubasa elav zuz. It was 1,000 zuz ksuba. Va'amar la, and he says to her, "Skabalta ksubasa, I paid you up. Via marriage, lo yiskabalti elamana. Only got 100 so far. You owe me 900." Is that the only way she gets her 900, she collects her 900, is only with a shvua. The case of Eirachad, what's the case of Eirachad? Eirachad me'idah she perua keitza, what's the case? Hoysuk is wasa of zuz, it was 1,000 zuz ksuba. Va'am Allah, and he says to her, his kabbalah ksuba, you already got your ksuba. Via meres lois kabbalati. And she says, no, I didn't accept it. Eirachad me'idah she perua, and Eirachad is made that it's paid up, le'sifra ala v'shvua. The halacha is, you only pay up with a shvua. Menachas m'shabadim keitzad. What's the case of menachas m'shabadim? Machar chas v'cherim. He sold all the chas to others. He nefras melakuchais. V'he nefras melakuchais. And she is collecting from the lakuchais. L'sifra el v'shvua. She has to make a shvua in order to collect from the lakuchais. Nuchzi yisayim keitzad. Meis v'niach nechas over the yisayim. If he died and he left over property for the yisayim, he nefras m'yisayim. She's collecting from the yisayim. L'sifra el v'shvua. You have to make a shvua. Shloyefanav Kate, so the case is Shloyefanav Kate, Hogam Yisyam, the husband went away in Yisyam, he didn't fras, and she's collecting Shloyefanav now in front of him, and he didn't fras, all the cases are cases you need a Shvua. The Mishnah ends off for Rav Shimon, Tapa on Beis, Rav Shimon Eimer calls Manchi to Vask Kzubasa Yerushim Ashmi Maisa. Anytime she's to Vask Kzubasa Yerushim Ashmi her, the main of Tavask Kzubasa and Yerushim Ashmi Maisa. If she's not Tavask Kzubasa, the Yerushim not Ashmi her. Now what does that mean? Rashi says, we're going to fire Shay Kai, we'll have to see what's going on, and we'll learn that on Daf Peches on the bottom about that. So let's see the Gemara. Our Gemara we'll learn today is we'll discuss the first case of Pegemes, and we'll discuss at the end of the daf, Eid Echad. So let's first handle Pegemes. Pegemes is the case where the husband says, I paid you up your $1,000. She says, you know, you paid up 100, you still owe me 900. So, Savaram Macham Alamei Ma'ashvua Deraisa. It's a Shvua Deraisa. Why? Because Moid the Mixas, the Katar Messiah, the Kamoid Levameya. You know, he's tying up 200, and he's tying up everything, and she's being married than 100. How they double mix us a tiny of Chol, mix us a tiny of Shava. Here she's a mighty mix us, saying, you talk and pay me up a little bit. So it's mighty mix us. So maybe it should be a case. A mighty mix us, you can't make a Shua. Amar Rava, Rava says, stay 2 minutes of Dava. There's two tinies why it's not the right to get Shua. Chada, the Chol Nishpam, Shavtar Nishpam, Vala Mishaman. All mighty mix us is a case where you're pattering yourself with a Shua. The case is, a relic mighty mix us is, that a guy comes and says, I owe him money. I owe you money. I say, you know what? I owe you 100, but I paid you 100 already. So I want to pat myself from the 100. That's where I make a shua. I make a shua to pat to myself. But you don't find the derais to the shua of Nightlim. Here, the Isha is making a shua in order to take the 900. That already you don't find. Vihin is pasim and tell us. That's not a derais to the shua. It's not my demiksa. My demiksa is the case where you're pattering yourself, not where you're taking money. And number two, there's no shvu on something that is shivur kakayis. Since a star, a ksuba, has shivur kakayis, the loch is enish bamar kakayis. And this is considered a shvu on kakayis because you are being, with your shvu, you're taking away you're collecting your ksuba, which has shivur kakayis, the ain nishbama shivur kakayis. That's the two tainas. Now, Tosis points out, Tema, the third taina. Why every Magda Miksas do you make a make a shvu? So Gemara Bamitzia explains, the reason why you, and you had it before also, in this Masechta also, the reason why you make a guy make a shvua, Magda Miksas is, because really, the guy, we say, this the guy who has his debt, really owes the whole money. But he doesn't have enough money to pay, so he wants to get out of it. But he doesn't want to be kai for a karl because he's scared to do that. So what he says is, you know, I only owe half. And he was really lying. So therefore, we want to make a shvua to force him to be made on the whole thing. Here it doesn't apply that. Here's no ishtamuti kamashtam. It doesn't pass the whole thing. That he doesn't have money. It doesn't apply the whole thing. So it doesn't apply the whole idea of shua. There's a third time that you can say. Because Rama comes and says the Raisa. And Rava says, no, two reasons why it's not the Raisa. And we have Taisus Kasha as a third reason. Selma Rava, Midrabanan, the whole shua is Midrabanan. Why did they make this Rabbanan do the shua? The paradaik, a guy who pays up, he's medaik. So the husband says, I paid up, he's medaik. The mifalai daik, someone who collects money, not some medaik sometimes. He got all the money, she didn't chap that she got all the money. So therefore, we made her make a shua in order to be born medaktik. Tosis points out that that's only if she's pagan, but if she says you didn't get anything, that already, you don't say not medaktik. You didn't get anything, then it doesn't pass to say loy daik. Now, that's one point. Point number two, I want to speak out of Rashi. It comes out of here, it's a shvua d'rabbanan. Frank Rashi, any time someone denies something, you can make a shvua hesis. If the isha collects for her ksuba, and I say I paid up the whole thing, I can say make a shvua, and it's called shvua hesis. So what do you have to have? This takana, you always can make someone make a shvua hesis. So what's the difference? Tosis answers the difference like this. Then in a regular case where the isha collects a ksuba and the husband says I paid up, if the husband doesn't ask for a shvua, we're not mechayev the isha a shvua. Here, which is moideh b'miksas, we make her make a shvua, even if the husband doesn't ask for it. And that's the nafkamina between a shvua's hesis and this shvua. So, a few questions, a few shilas about pegemes. Pegemes ksubasa ba'edim mahu. If she's pegem ksuba with edim, which means that there's edim saying that she got paid up 100, and she's asking another 900. So in Misa Pare, Ba'idim Parle, if you see he pays up Edom, if you would have paid all 900, he would have had Edom on that also. She has no Edom on that, so maybe I'll say she doesn't need a shvua, she's believed. Really, he doesn't need Edom. He punked had Edom then, but usually pays up without Edom. So it's not a raya that only have Edom on 100 that he didn't pay up the other 900. Maybe he paid up all the 900 also. He punked had only Edom on 100. So that's a shayla Gemara. So Gemara's trying to punch the shayla. Let's try to punch the shayla. Gemara's not going to work out, but let's try. Toshima. It says in a Mishnah Masechet Shavuos, "Kol nishbam shevatayr nishbam lemeshamim." All Shavuos in the Torah are nishbaim lemeshamim. They swear and they don't pay. And it's also from a pasuk, "V'lokach ba'al v'lo yishalim." That Mishal of Yishalim and Nishbat, the one who usually has to pay has to take the shua and he pats himself on paying. Ve'ilu nishbam v'noitlam. When there are banan, there are certain shavuos that make a shua and they take. What are those darabanans? Case number one is asachir, a guy who's asking for his wages. And the employer says that I paid you already. So then he's shvua v'noitl. V'anigzal. Nigzal is a case where someone walks in a house empty-handed and walks out with something under his coat. We don't know what it is. So the owner of the house can make a shvua and say, you stole my gold menorah and my silver menorah and takes it. That's a case of shvua v'noitl. V'anechbal. A guy walks in the house whole and he walks out injured. And he says someone hurt him, so he can make a shvua that the Baal Bayis hurt him and he takes money for that. In a case where the guy who's supposed to pat himself with a shvua is a choshud, so then the halach is that you can make a shvua on nightlam. Another case is chemveni al pekasa. That's also a case where you can make a shvua on nightlam. Chemveni al pekasa means that you told the store owner to give money or food to my workers, and pay my workers that way. And what happens is afterwards, the store owner comes to collect his money, and the workers said, I never got any money. So halacha is each of them are shvu of an oitlim, and they take money from the balabais. That's the halacha. And the last case is that you make a shvu of an oitlim, a pogim shtar is lebeidim. Someone who agrees that he paid up the shtar, he paid up, she agrees, she got part of the shtar, shloi beidim. So that's against Shulam Naitlam. She collects all the 900. So remember, it's a dik. Shloi be'edim in. Be'edim lohi. The only time there's shuah is no edim. But if it's edim, there's no shuah. So what do you see? You see from here that with edim, you see with edim that there's no shuah. So it's a riot to the shayla. Because if you have edim, we say there's no shuah because you would have paid edim, you would have paid the whole thing. So we're a lot. It's not a riot. Loyim bayi kama. Are this mishnah saying the opposite of chiddush? The chiddush is the opposite way also. Loyim bayi be'edim divided tricha shvuah. Vada with edim need shvuah. Avash loyim be'edim, you would think, aim to have a kamesh of aveda. Maybe you would think she has like a migu. She could have said, you owe me the whole money. But now she's being green to 100. So maybe she's like a kamesh of aveda. She's like doing a favor. Maybe she doesn't need a shvuah, but tishko le shvuah. Kamash shvuah is still a din of shvuah. That's why it's not a riot. We taka don't have a riot to this. I just didn't speak out before that the Gemara started off with Rama Chama Lameima Shvua Deraisa. Now, what's the difference between Shvua Deraisa and Rabbanon? Who cares? So Rashi over here says Pshat is the Nafkina is if you Mafkina law. The law is that you can do a Hepech Shvua. You can make the other guy swear in a case of Shvua Derabbanon. But Shvua Deraisa, you can't do that. I could put him down. Be nafkamina. Is nafkamina? Rashi says on taf peiches and aleph. Nafkamina be is if you hold the sefer Torah or not. Maybe we'll get more into that when we learn taf peiches and aleph on top. So tomorrow vayta boilu not a shal about pagemes. Hapagemes ksubasa pachos v'shava pruta. What's the halacha if you agree? She agrees. She got paid up the ksuba and she has exact cheshbon. You pay me a pruta this day, another pruta on this day, even less than a pruta. And since it's so medactic, it must be getting paid up the whole thing. You have exact cheshbon. You pay up. You have 100 over 150 days. You pay me up over 100 zuz. So you know she knows her cheshbon. Now maybe in this case she's neman. He stole 900. Me and Miriam keeping the kodayik kuli high. Because the government says she's so medayik. He's probably saying the truth. Maybe she's just making believe that she's medactic so stark. But it's not enough. Even if it's true, but it's all part of her shtick. She's saying, oh yeah, did you pay me this and that? And that's why, but it's not a raya that really she was not paid up to all the 900. And by Lu, that's the taiku, and really the last two shilas really are, there's no pshitas in the shilas. Now up to the next shilas. This shilas might have pshitas. Tashima, by Lu, pecheses ksuba mahu. What does Pechas Ksuba mean? It means she doesn't agree that she got paid up. She just agrees that the whole Ksuba was less. The Ksuba says 1,000 zuz, and he said, I paid up. And she says, you know, you're right. The Ksuba really is only 500 zuz. It says 1,000, but it's only really 500. And that I agree to you. So Shiloh is that called Pegemes or not? Boilu, Pechas Ksuba Samao. Me and Rinan Hainu Pegemes. I don't know, Pegemes, Maidamixa. There's Maidamixa. Holoka Maidamixa. Here's not Maidamixa. She's saying the Ksuba is not 1,000, only 500. It's not really Maidamixa. I don't even Maid that you pay. You never pay me a penny. I'm saying the Ksuba is less. That's a Shiloh. Tasha ma peches es tifra b'lo yishvua. It says in the brisa, peches is not nidah shvua. Ketzad, what's the example? Like we just said, hoyz ksuvasa elv zuz, v'amal lo askevat ksuvasa, the ksuvah is 1,000 zuz. And he goes to her and says, you're not collecting your ksuvah, I paid you up already. Via marriage, she says, no, lo yiskevat, they didn't get a penny yet. Ve'ina el amana. But the whole ksuvah is only a mana, by the way. Nifrash lo yishvua. She collects that mana without a shvua. So, Frank the Gemara Kasha, that's a pshitas to the Shalva. Frank the Gemara Kasha. But my Gavya, how do you collect? How actually do you collect this? But my Gavya, Bahayishtara, Hayishtara Chasbam, how can you collect with that star? Remember, this star says 1,000. How do you collect 100 with a star that says 1,000? It doesn't stim. Amrabe de Rava, Abay Meres, Amon Hoistabin Ilanehi. She says that the star was really a kosher star. And it was in front of Aden. But he was miming to me that I only will ask for one mana. So therefore you are agreeing that the integrity of star is 100% accurate. It's true. But I'm saying we had a deal that's only 100. So therefore you're not breaking up the integrity of star, and therefore you can use the star for whatever you want. So I think more of it. Another case the mishnah was that the husband tainted, he paid up the whole ksuba, and he has eidach supporting him. The law is she has to make a shvua. Shavra machamel made a shvua deraisa. Rav Chanan thought made a shvua deraisa because we find a deraisa to a shvua by eidachad. The chesiv says in the pasuk, lo yakum eidachad beishchol avin ochatas. It says in the pasuk that an eidachad cannot be made on avin ochatas. Lechol avin ochatas who then come, it doesn't work for any avin ochatas, which means it can't give any einish. It can't be mitzi mamon. That you can't do. That's the dig in the pasuk. Lechol avin ochatas that you can't use an eidachad for einish a guf for einish a mamon. Aval kamul shvua, but what the deal in the pasuk is that there is a shvua and a deraistik a shvua with eidachad. So here's a deraistik a shvua. Anytime two people are mechayev mamon, one person mechayev shua. So here, lechayra, maybe the shua is the raisa. And what's the nafkamina shua the raisa? Like we spoke about before, the nafkamina might be legabi hepech shua or legabi holding a sefer Torah. There's nafkamina if it's the raisa or not. Zok to Gemara. Two reasons why it's not the raisa. Every shua in the Torah, including erechad, is a case where the erech is saying you're chayiv money. I'm speaking with that I'm potter. But here's the opposite. You're swearing to collect money. That's not the raisa gashua. Va'oid einish ba makvir shivik hakoyis. Number two, here by ksuba it's shivik hakoyis, and by shivik hakoyis there's no shvua on shivik hakoyis. There's no shvua einish ba mal hakoyis. And since your ksuba has a lien on hakoyis, einish ba on shivik hakoyis can't be the raisa. Elamar rava, this shvua is medirah banan, and the reason why Rabbanan made the shvua is because the hafiz died to shabal. The ma'aser the baal has a erechad. And he says, I have someone being right to me. How could we have to pay this? And therefore, to make the husband feel better, we masakin a shua. But it's only a darabon de geshua and not a derais de geshua. And you see in both these gemaras that on a darabon de geshua, you do have on kakai shiva kakai. The whole din, ain't the shua on shiva kakai, is only the rice de geshua. But a darabon de geshua, you will have on shiva kakai.